Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Over in Queens last night, the Cleveland Guardians getting the victory in extra innings over the New York Mets, one in which we had a first in a career for the Guardians last night. The first career save for reliever Nick Enright, in a special one in more ways than one, according to Guardians manager Stephen Vogt.
Nick's such a great kid, and what he's been through in his personal life, nothing's going to rattle him either. He's just been so great for us, so consistent. I'm just really happy for him and his family.
Now, for further context, Enright has been battling Hodgkin lymphoma since late 2022. He's expected to complete his treatments later on this year. So congratulations to you, Nick.
That was a really nice thing last night.
It's an amazing story.
That is really, really something.
It's one of those, I know Zach Meisel had written about it before, but you see it in a moment like that, and with the emotions that were running rampant after the game. Like, you don't typically hear about guys openly weeping, you know, just after a random regular season baseball game, and then you realize, oh yeah, there's a impressive backstory here that kind of tugs at the heartstrings.
I mean, to still do what he's doing, I think that's an exceptional thing. I think the story should be out there. I'm glad that Mitch is putting it in there. It's a very big thing. The season has been a little bit up, a little bit down, but these are one of the very, very, very nice things that are bigger than just baseball there. That's really good.
Going from that over to training camp yesterday, we had Shedeur Sanders on the podium, multiple Browns quarterbacks alongside him and Dylan Gabriel. Sanders was asked about the story that came out with his dad on Michael Irvin's show, I believe last week, talking about why he told his dad to not show up to Browns training camp. This was Shedeur Sanders' explanation.
I don't want him coming to see me right now because I want to get to where I want to go then for him to see me. I don't want him to come and see me, you know, get a couple reps and, you know, he's cheering like a good dad. Like, nah, you can't be proud of me right now. I got to get to where I'm going, and I know it's a lot I got to do to get there.
I'm not going to lie. There were times in my life where, as an athlete, I would want to, like, not have my dad be there, but I definitely wanted to work on a lot of stuff that I had in place before I wanted to have him be at the games for. You know what I mean?
Well, you were all Ohio in baseball.
I was, but I
was
wasn't all
Was your dad there
the
for
senior.
Those games?
He was there pretty much for all the games because he was the athletic director, but, yeah, I just want to make sure I had
forced
everything.
It's forced to watch your play. Now, Mitch does have a distinguished career. So, this is what I do love about this situation with Shedeur is that when they took him, we did wonder, and I was part of the crowd wondering about the quote circus and the TV cameras, the film crews, you know, the shows that were going to be a part of this, and then featuring Browns players and Dion doing press conferences and mentioning his son. None of that has happened. That was a figment of my imagination. None of it's happened.
But, well, the two
it's
guys.
Early, it's very
well,
early.
I don't think you're ever going to. You might reach a point where it's like, okay, enough's enough if things are just asinine and you're like, why is he not out there? Maybe you'll reach that point. But a lot of the stuff that's been out there, I mean, it's usually been media-driven, media pundit-driven, one person putting an opinion out there. I mean, it's all been that. It's certainly not been Dion. It's certainly not been Shedeur. Shedeur said all the right things. Shedeur has said about the arm soreness yesterday. And he can't really have arm. Well, he just did a press conference yesterday talking about his arm being sore. You ain't going to call the guy a liar now, are you? If you say you're a big fan, you're certainly not going to call Shedeur Sanders a liar.
Oh, people were alleging some weird conspiracy.
I
that
had
made
him in my mentions.
That made no sense to me. What's the conspiracy? Normally with a conspiracy,
had him on the phones.
There's a plot. There's supposed to be behind that plot, and other individuals are a part of that, the conspirators that are designed to do what? What were they designed to do?
I don't know.
How does that help the football team?
What that is, but I guess some fans just have it in their heads that no matter what happens, as long as he's not starting, that we are doing everything we can to poison the waters.
Who is the proxy, Ken?
The most desperate team in the NFL for a quarterback would somehow just on purpose.
So they're poisoning the water, and the water is turning the Browns what, Kenny?
I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about frogs. I'm not giving you what you want. Not after the last segment.
I'll give you something to talk about. This is also from training camp yesterday. This is Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, giving a lot of praise to cornerback Denzel Ward.
I've always admired Denzel as a player when I've been on other teams, and just the way he goes about doing his things is just impressive to see up close. I knew some guys that have coached him in the past that, you know, they said, like, you're going to love Denzel, and I certainly do. I've had some good corners in the past. He's probably the best corner I've had in 30-some years in the NFL.
Now, Schwartz's career includes cornerbacks Nnamdi Asamoah, Darius Slay, and Cortland Finnegan. He says 28 years. He's in Denzel Ward's the best out of all of them, 20 years old.
Man, I remember the Nnamdi, that stuff was like a two-year thing. He was built really up as like the best. Yep. Denzel has now done this for how long?
Cortland Finnegan, I think Cortland Finnegan was a fine player. He's just more for getting in fights with wide receivers.
Yeah.
That's all he's known
for. That's
what
people remember. I mean, he was good.
Denzel's better than both them guys.
I got to say.
And I like Darius Slay, too. Darius Slay's had a nice long career, but he's better than Darius Slay.
I think Denzel now, after year seven, so he's had 7 years. I have noticed that when people bring up the Browns, they always say Myles Garrett right away. And then they say Denzel Ward, like, right after. And I feel like he's finally getting the real... He's always gotten credit. He's always gotten respect. But he's really getting the top-of-the-league respect that we've always been saying. Come on, he's one of the best, if not the best. Does he have a case for the best corner in the game, Kenny?
I think he's one of the... I think he's one of the three best... Who would you say? Sauce Gardner, him.
Was he even that good last year?
No, I thought Sauce did have a little bit of a step back, but he's still in the top three. Sauce Gardner, him.
Patrick Surtain. He won Defensive Player of the Year last year, but almost seemed like there was a fractured vote.
Clearly.
All the way around. I don't know. Was he really the best defensive player? And somebody put up the quarterbacks that Denver went up against last year. And outside of Mahomes, there was a lot of pedestrian quarterbacks that they shut down. Denzel, number three in a ranking that came out from ESPN, Jeremy Fowler, when polling everybody. Surtain came in one. Derek Stingley Jr., the Texans, came in number two, and Denzel Ward, three. Trent McDuffie, four. Sauce Gardner, five.
Darryl Stingley Jr. is really good, too. Yeah. That's a name I forgot there. Go ahead.
That's it for Ballast Night.
Outstanding.
A lot of the other guys have been phased out.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.